Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States and Mrs. Reagan.
And with the weather the way it was, we were afraid nobody'd come. Well, it's just an opportunity to thank you all very much, not only for here and for being here and all, but for what you've done to make it possible for us to have this kind of a few days here in Washington. The inaugural ball is quite a tradition. The first one was held in New York a week after George Washington had become president. And I like to tell that at the time, Mrs. Washington wasn't there. She was in Virginia packing. That was kind of one of the nice things about doing it for the second time, because we only had to unpack. And then in 1829, Andrew Jackson held the inaugural ball in the East Room of the White House. And you know Andy's friends, and they had a kind of potent punch. And before the evening was out, the only way he could escape was out through one of the White House windows. He bailed out. Teddy Roosevelt, when his inaugural ball was held, the song of the evening was, "There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight." I wish on this particular day that we could have said the same thing. But I think there is a warm glow in the town tonight. And we're very grateful to you. We thank you very much. And I've been sort of slipping some information out here. I can't give you the exact details because it's boycotted until tomorrow, or embargoed, I should say, until tomorrow morning. But I can tell you that in view of what the stock market did today, which you do know. For those who don't know what we're talking about, it was the eighth biggest single increase in a day's increase, the eighth in history. But tomorrow morning, two more pretty potent economic figures will be released. Can't tell you what they are. I can only tell you that one of them will be the best since 1967. And the other will be the best since 1951. So, I don't know. The only thing we still have around are those pessimists that said that the program wouldn't work, and now they're saying it won't last. Well, they were wrong the first time, and they're wrong the second time. We really ain't seen nothing yet. Thank you all very much.
Mr. President, may I ask you on behalf of this crowd to lead this ball in a dance with your wife, Mrs. Reagan.